dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we commemorate St. Rose of Viterbo, a virgin and a remarkable saint for the many, remarkable for the great sanctity that she achieved in such a short life. She only lived about 17 years, and from her earliest childhood, she showed signs of supernatural connection with God. Of course, connection with God is always supernatural, but her behavior was so extraordinary compared to that of most children that it was impossible not to see that God was working in her. Actually, if I could have it. Thank you. I experienced a little mystery this morning as I put two sheets of paper down on which I had notes. And when I got up, I thought I heard a paper fall, but there's no paper near my chair, and I'm missing a sheet, so I don't understand it. But luckily, our good deacon has come to the rescue with some other pages that have basically the same information on it. Some of the details of her life, just here's one example, that before she even really could speak, she was attempting to make the words Jesus and Mary. And at the age of 3, when her, this is according to the acts of her canonization, it's reported that at the age of 3, her maternal aunt had died, and Rose, seeing the grief of all those gathered around, went and prayed and put her hand on the corpse, and the aunt was revived, came back to life. Rose, at about the age of 7, took up the habit of secluding herself in a small room in the house and gave herself to prayer and solitude and doing penance. She lived in what was then one of the papal states, which had rebelled against the Pope, had turned against the Pope. And she was inspired by the Blessed Virgin Mary first to join the Third Order at the age of 10. Again, another, I don't want to say unnatural, but supernatural manifestation, or a manifestation of God's grace that you can't really explain that by simple human ambition. She was inspired then to go and preach. After she had a vision of our Lord, she saw our Lord lacerated, torn, bleeding, and suffering, and she cried out, "Lord, who did this to you? Or how did this happen?" And he replied, this happened because of my great love for men." And who did it? "Well, the sinners have done this to me." And so she took a cross in her hand and went out into the streets and preached penance at the age of 10. And so effective was her preaching that great portions of the city, a great portion of the population, was repenting and turning back to God and also then to the church and making peace with the Pope. This, however, did not sit well with the civic authorities who had not repented, and so Rose and her family was expelled from the town, and so she then took her preaching elsewhere. And in another town, she was having great success again. In other words, many were hearing her preaching and converting. And there happened to be in that town a sorceress. And so Rose was concerned that when she left, things would revert to their former state, because this sorceress would use her dark arts and her influence to pervert the people again. And so Rose was inspired to try to convert this sorceress, and she conceived of this idea to create a fire, you know, just like you're going to burn a witch at the stake. And she herself climbed up on the burning pyre and stood there for 3 hours unscathed. And that converted the sorceress. She fell at the feet of Rose and repented and was converted. So these are some of the remarkable facts of Rose's life. And by the age of 17, just another couple of relevant details. She desired to enter a monastery, could not afford the dowry, which was required at the time, and was refused admittance. So she attempted to start her own little community. And when the ecclesiastical authorities objected, she gave up the idea. And within a few years after this, that was at the age of 15, and by the age of 17, then the Lord took her to himself. And so a life such as this, such as hers, is an example of the work of God in her life, sanctification is God's work. Today we're, as a nation, commemorating what we call Labor Day to honor those who work. And it's a good thing to acknowledge the dignity of work and that man can sanctify himself through the life of work. Saint Joseph is one of the great workers who we celebrate. And Saint Jose Maria Escrivá, who began the organization called Opus Dei, which means the work of God, also preached sanctification through work. But we must never forget, though we can be sanctified through work, and we can sanctify others through the example of a Christian attitude and virtuous life in the workplace, we must never forget that it is grace and the work of God in us that makes us holy. And that's so evident today in the life of Saint Rose. So as we celebrate Labor Day, let us pray for the grace to be docile to the Holy Spirit, to allow God to work in us. Rose was made holy in a very short time because she posed no impediments to God's operating in her life. She was responsive to the movements of the Holy Spirit, doing things that children normally don't do, taking up penance, a life of penance, going out and preaching, exposing herself to danger even for the sake of doing God's will and saving souls. All of this was possible because she allowed God to work in her. So as we celebrate the work of men and the sanctification of the world through the Christian witness in the workplace, let us also pray God for the grace to be docile to the Holy Spirit and obedient to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, by which then we will be sanctified. Praise be Jesus and Mary.